desktop, laptop, or handheld, they are worn on the body, on the wrist, the ear, or the eye. They connect to the network to deliver text and voice messages, directions, the location of friends and colleagues, and reference information. They collect data from outside and deliver it to us in less intrusive, less distracting ways than current technology. Why do we want them? It's reasonably certain that if you aren't already using wearables, then at some point in the next few years, you will start. One reason is their usefulness. They take small tasks that we do many times a day and make them quicker and less distracting. The average person checks their phone 23 times a day just for messaging, according to research by the Tommy Ahoin Almanac and analyst Mary Meeker. On top of that are a further 22 checks for voice calls, 18 times to see what time it is, 13 times for music, and, well, I think you get the point. Jennifer Darmore, an interaction design expert who has worked for major companies including Nike and Microsoft, says, "People are becoming used to the idea of always being connected, always having access to data, having instant feedback, etc. They're longing for better experiences that are less bulky or disruptive, and more integrated into their lifestyle. Wearable technology can help us to become healthier by making it easier to monitor our bodies and our activity levels. Health experts, including the World Health Organization, the British National Health Service, and the American Surgeon General, recommend approximately 10,000 steps per day as being the ideal for a healthy lifestyle. A 2007 Stanford University study found that people who used a pedometer to track their daily number of steps walked an average of 2,000 steps more than non-trackers. That's about an extra mile a day. Patients with mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, who were given a pedometer and a daily steps target as part of a 2013 study at the Hospital Clinic of the University of Chile in Santiago, walked further than patients who were simply told to walk for 30 minutes every day. Dr. Laura Mendoza, the author of the study, said only one patient had admitted to putting the pedometer on his dog. Finally, there is some evidence that wearables enhance our lives in other ways. In a 2013 survey carried out by Rackspace and Goldsmiths College, University of London, the majority of respondents said the devices had improved their health and fitness, made them feel more in control of their lives, and boosted their personal efficiency. A third of U.S. users and a quarter of those in the U.K. even said they had used wearable technology to improve their love lives. Mercifully, the report does not offer any further detail. Overall, 82% of wearable technology users in the U.S. and 71% of those in Britain said the devices had enhanced their lives. The worries. However, the Goldsmith study also highlighted concerns. Half of those questioned said they were put off by privacy fears. For example, a company could use the device to gather information on the wearer, which might then be sold to third parties or stolen by hackers. If the manufacturer of your fitness band has your health information, how can you be sure that the data is secure? There is also unease about people being filmed without their knowledge by wearable cameras, such as the one in Google Glass computer-enhanced eyeglasses. A fifth of respondents said that these should be banned, while 62% said its use should be regulated. A second potential problem is how compelling this technology could be. There are already real concerns among psychologists about the extent to which some people become addicted to their smartphones. Wearables, being so much more immediate, run the risk of being even more addictive. And if your employer makes a fitness tracker a standard part of the business kit, a whole new set of problems will emerge. Will you be judged for not exercising enough? Or even, in an organization where everyone is expected to be at their desk for 12 hours each day, deemed to be exercising too much? Then there are the changes to things like body language and etiquette, which, though small, could require significant social adjustments.